This is JIS News. Coming up, STEM Ministry to launch cybersecurity public education campaign, NWC to introduce early payment incentive July 2, and Sports Minister lauds supporters of Special Olympics. The details after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has started investigations into the hacking of the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, website and those of five other entities hosted by the agency. Speaking in an interview with JIS News Thursday, Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson said the police have committed resources to identify the source of the cyber criminal activity which occurred on June 22.
We don't know whether it's local, whether it's overseas. There were certain things that were posted which we have to treat with seriously as a country. The reality of what we're dealing with, it is very clear that as a country and as a government, we are the target of some cyber criminals, and we are moving to address any deficiencies that exist in ministries, agencies and departments, and to ensure that we can implement common standards.
Mr. Robinson says the Cyber Incidents Response Team, CIRT, which responded when the breach was identified, is working to ensure that all potential loopholes are closed to prevent future attacks. In the meantime, the Junior Technology Minister says a public education campaign is to be undertaken to heighten awareness about cybersecurity. This forms part of efforts to bolster the country's resistance to cyber attacks.
How do you deal with suspicious emails which can potentially affect networks? And capacity building, ensuring that the persons who have responsibility for maintaining websites, maintaining data, that they are trained and equipped to deal with the emerging threats.
State Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. Effective July 2, the National Water Commission, NWC, will be implementing a customer loyalty program aimed at improving the levels of payment compliance. Under the program, residential, commercial, and condominium customers who pay their water bills in full on or before the due date will be rewarded with $250. Conversely, customers who fail to pay in full and on time will be charged $250. Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan, says over the years, the percentage of paying customers has declined from approximately 70% to 20%, which has seen the company registering monthly losses. He's therefore appealing to all NWC customers to take full advantage of the program.
We would urge all customers of the National Water Commission to ensure that they pay their bills in full and on time, not only because it ensures that they will get the reward, but also because it is the right thing to do, and it ensures that we are in a position to continue providing the service which they need from us and which we wish so much to provide for them.
Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is lauding local donors for their support of Special Olympics Jamaica, SOJ. The donors provided $12.5 million in funding support to help send the 88-member delegation to the upcoming 2015 Special Olympics World Summer Games. In addition to receiving $2 million from the government through the Sports Development Foundation, Special Olympics Jamaica received $10 million from local telecommunications company Digicel and $2.5 million from combined law enforcement groups through funds raised from the 5K Torch Run Walk in April. Speaking on behalf of the sports minister at a ceremony to hand over the funds, officer in the sports department at the office of the Prime Minister, Floretta Blackwood, thanked all the sponsors for their continued support of SOJ.
We want to specially thank all the sponsors, Digicel in particular, but all others who in their way have supported this association, this national program of development of our young people. And this is an example that we can follow in our daily lives and in our communities that if we work together, Jamaica will continue to be a great nation.
The Jamaican team will participate in 8 events during the World Summer Games, July 25 to August 2. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.